The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Just cracks.
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Yes, it's hump day, and welcome to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. And as you probably heard her say, this still cracks me up.
It still cracks me up. You know, Bob.
It's the person, you know somebody like
Belongi's that. Belongi's over there just like got a face that looks as cold as ice, just like, if I have to play this one more day in my life.
No, I think Bob likes it too. I actually saw a slight smile on his icy facade there. 8 after 7 here in the morning. Good morning, everybody, on October the 7th, a Wednesday. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Got a big day today. We have the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer coming in. We've got a lot of things to talk about, but what's the weather look like today?
Well, currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a high today of 87. Not too bad. Low tonight of 63. Talking about the weekend forecast, Thursday is high of 89. Friday is 91. Saturday looks like around 84. And Sunday, the forecast calls for 87. Beautiful, clear nights. Some clouds, occasional clouds. But other than that, a beautiful, beautiful forecast for us. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where, well, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They're locally owned and operated, where they do give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Veterans. California Waterfowl Veterans Hunt Program on October 31st and November 1st. This is going to be great. It's going to be at Tule Lake National Wildlife Refuge on the afternoon of October 31st. They're shutting down just so veterans can hunt there. A number is not, you know, unlimited, but you need to call some people here. But the hunt's fully guided. It includes decoys, blinds, boats, lodging at Winnemea Lodge, food and drinks. It has it all. Hunters will also hunt Sunday morning. And they are going to meet in Redding on Saturday morning to carpool. Again, October 31st, November 1st. And give them a call at 305-9234, Jeff Smith, 305-9234, to sign up for this. Let me sign up for that.
Yeah, and there's also something that we're talking about signing up at the Bowl-a-thon.
The Bowl-a-thon.
Now, what day is that again?
That's October the 23rd.
Okay.
From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
That falls on
a Friday.
Okay.
At Shasta Lanes on Black Marble Way. And this is from the district attorney's office is sponsoring this. And for a registration fee of $24, includes 2 hours of bowling and shoe rental.
Oh, boy.
And as many balls as you can throw. Well, you know, it's not as many as you can throw because we know that you only get two.
Well.
And then, but you know what? You get 2 hours of bowling there.
Plus, that's fun.
That's right. Now, you want to do that?
Join our team. Be with us.
225-5220.
How many people can we have on a team?
We can have 4 on a team, but we've got two of those sign-up sheets. So if you want to be on our team.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just open it up. You want to be on our team?
Has anybody called in yet?
No, but we haven't opened it up. Now, if you want to be on our team.
I'm a gutter ball girl.
Yep, and it's only going to cost $24, and we...
I should get a sign that says gutter girl.
Gutter girl. You're not a gutter girl. They'll put those little bumpers up for you.
Thank you.
Okay. So if you want to do this, give us a call. Or get your own team together. Yeah, get your own team together and fight against us. I should say compete against us. 225-5220. All right.
Now, we know we have a lot of headlines to go over today and a lot of other stuff, but I have something really wonderful to start off the morning with that I like to peruse the internet. Okay. Now, we went to a store where recently, Carl, I don't know where it was, where everything was bacon.
It was in Colorado.
Oh, everything was bacon.
Oh,
bacon,
no,
lipstick,
no.
Bacon, bacon gloss, bacon everything.
That lip gloss, it was bacon perfume, it was bacon, it was bacon everything. Anything you could think of that could have had bacon in it, bacon. It had bacon on it, like, you know, bacon rub on your body smell. I mean, and bacon, oh, bacon jelly beans. Of course, we didn't buy any of this stuff, but bacon.
Well, here's a great article. The oldest woman by, you know, of course, Guinness World Records in July, Susanna Mouchat Jones, 116, keeps a steady diet of bacon, eggs, and grits for breakfast. A sign in her kitchen reads, "Bacon makes everything better." Happy birthday to...
How old is she?
116. She's 116. She was born in Alabama on July 6, 1899. Can you imagine the things this woman has seen in her life?
How much has things changed? You know what?
She has 11 siblings.
Are they still alive?
11 siblings. Attended a special school for young black girls when she graduated from high school in 1922. Jones worked full-time helping family members pick crops. She left after a year to begin working as a nanny, heading north to New Jersey and eventually making her way to New York. You know, I love to read. I just love these kinds of stories because, you know, I'm sure not only has bacon and just living this
and
life.
Grits.
Yeah.
What's the other thing? Bacon, grits, and what? Red eye gravy.
Eggs. Hello.
Eggs.
Yeah, what I scramble every morning and make for us so that we can have some kind of brain food before we get in here.
Angel wants to know what the name of the store is. Angel, I have no idea because it was back in Colorado. It was one of those things when you're in...
where were we?
We were in Colorado.
In that little shopping area?
In that shopping center down from Winter Park.
Okay.
And I can't begin to tell you, but a whole portion of the store was given to bacon. And you could buy onesies with bacon on it. You know, they had, like, pictures of bacon on it and, you know, all these things. And it was just, I know. But I can imagine if you go online and look up bacon jelly beans. Jelly beans. I mean, I think at some point.
Well, you know, if somebody's a bacon lover, it's a novelty anyway.
Wait a minute. If someone's a bacon lover, Bob, do you like bacon?
Not enough to suck on a bacon jelly bean, I don't think.
I'm not sure about the bacon jelly bean, but I will occasionally have some of the shredded swine flesh. You know.
But I would wear a onesie with bacon on it.
Yeah, you would, huh? No, you would become my favorite girl.
But we try to bake. We cook. Her. I love bacon.
Girl.
I'm a bacon. I love bacon.
You love bacon.
It's our weekend. We'll cook it outside.
Yeah, because, and then I'll cook it. Because
not on the barbecue.
Either you like your bacon very well done or half raw. And sometimes on the same piece of bacon. I don't know how you do that. But,
okay, another headlines. The poll. Trump leads swing states of Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania.
Okay, when should we start taking Trump seriously?
Until
the first vote is cast in the primaries. You know, I'm still not taking him too seriously because... You know, when people go, well, how could Trump? Well, everybody doesn't like Trump. You know, frankly, I don't care if other countries don't like Trump because all the other countries who liked Mr. Obama, look at him now. They spit on him. He has no respect anywhere in the world. You know, Russia just comes up. Russia comes up. Putin just laughs, puts his arm around his shoulder.
You're distorting.
I am. I'm sorry.
What was that sound?
That was me laughing. That was Putin laughing. He comes up, and Obama says, don't do that. He puts his arm around Obama's shoulders, and he goes, wow. Oh, my little American friend.
Good girl.
Anyway, I'm sorry. But you know what? But they say people don't like Trump. I don't care if they like Trump or not. Here's the thing: is can Trump do the job? Can he help the economy? Can he fix the tax codes? Can he take a look at the Environmental Protection Agency and decimate it? Now, decimate it doesn't mean destroy it. Decimate it means you just cut it a lot. You know, by 10%, by 20%. The energy Department of Energy. What have they done? What exactly have they done? So you know, you got to take a look at them, cutting that back. And, you know, you got to take a look at pushing things down to the states. I mean, California seems to have no problem passing laws that have nothing to do with what the federal government does, but they're doing it. So you push it down to the states, and you get the feds back and kind of back. I'm waiting for the very first one of these candidates to say, use these words, I'm going to cut the government size by 10% in the 4 years that I'm president. I'm going to do it by consolidating offices, and as people retire, we're not going to replace them. We're going to consolidate offices. We're going to work smarter, work fast. We're going to use technology, and guess what? We're going to cut government size. Meanwhile, we have to take a break.
All right, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
This portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center, the top 100 hospitals in the nation for 3 years in a row, and in the top 50 cardiac hospitals in our entire nation. Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchard. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models. Plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax license and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia, Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
Redding's Electric Utility, REU, is celebrating 94 years and honoring Public Power Week October 4th through 10th. Redding is one of more than 2,000 communities that own, operate, and govern their electric utility. Public Power provides reliable, cost-competitive electricity to more than 48 million Americans. Did you know REU's low rates save Redding approximately $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate REU and Public Power Week. Visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by
Bob Music
Civic Auditorium. Hey, become a member there. You can get a lot of great things.
Great.
Different levels of membership that gives you, seats, discounts on seats, better seating. What else it has? It's everything.
Well, if you become a member, first of all, you're supporting you're supporting the shows that come in. And the new regime that is at the Civic, they put over $1 million in making the Civic a better seats, better sound. you know, you have to applaud when things improve. And the Civic has definitely improved. They're bringing in wonderful shows. Next year, Flashdance, the Blue Man Group, of course, the Nutcracker. They have a wonderful Christmas show they're going to be doing. The list goes on. So, you know, hats off to the Civic. And, you know, support these things. You know, just like we support the Cascade, we want to support the Civic. And so anyway, be thinking of a member. And again, Christmas time is coming. If you start to think about it now, do it now so that you don't have this onslaught of, I don't know about you, but I get this onslaught of like panic around Christmas time. People that maybe I've forgotten to just thank. And a membership at the tell me that's a gift that keeps giving.
Yeah. Okay. So. All right. Yesterday on Facebook, I was reading, I don't read Facebook. I put things on Facebook, you know, like what's going to be on the next show. Mm-hmm. It's rarely I read it. But they were writing about guns. We were going to talk about guns right now and gun-free zones. But somebody had written something about the NRA, and they said, hey, look, I'm not here to get into a political debate or anything, but I just saw this article in the New York Times editorial. Of course, it's anti-NRA. And the first person that wrote something says, the NRA is an international terrorist organization of the highest order. It needs to be destroyed. Well, and I read that, and I
ignorant.
And I usually do not comment about anything, but I did this time. And her name was Christine, and I don't even know if I know her. She could have been, because this person is from that posted this is probably somebody back from
maybe
50
another
years
state?
Ago in my life, you know, from high school or something. You know, you kind of keep those. You know, because we have a group of people that graduate from Eisenhower High School. I mean, I haven't seen any of them in over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, they have their reunions every year and all that, and I never go back. But when she wrote that, I wrote, really, Christine? I've been in the Marine Corps for over 30 years, and I've actually really seen up close terrorist organizations like ISIS and Al-Qaeda and several others in this world. And devoted my life to keeping them from being on our shores here in America. And I didn't write that exactly, but then I said, so I am now a member of a terrorist organization because I belong to the NRA. You know, I am a business owner. I've raised my kids. Raising our grandkids, all in the love of this country, all have jobs and all that. I hire people. I have employees. I pay my taxes and all this. And because I belong to the National Rifle Association, I am a terrorist. And I'm seeing these things that the NRA is trying to call it. They're trying to say it's an international terrorist organization. This is where the left and people with no governor on any type of thought in their brains are going to label the NRA a terrorist organization for what? Why? Because they lobby for the Second Amendment? You mean I don't agree with everything the NRA does? No. But I agree a lot less with people that just want to run, you know, roughshod over your rights. And you know what? Whether you like it or not, the Second Amendment gives you that right to own weapons, own guns, and to carry guns. It's for that. And people in places like where we live, they understand this. If you're a law-abiding citizen, you pass that background check, you go through the training, guess what? You can carry a concealed weapon. And tell me that there aren't people in Oregon right now who don't wish that they were carrying a pistol that day when this crazy man came onto campus.
Ask Dr. Danuka what it's like to live in a country where the ordinary citizens do not have that right, where it's only the government and the criminals, and it's very hard to tell the difference,
or the super rich. And he says, and all three of them are the same a lot of times, where they stand outside voting booths and polling places with guns, and it intimidates people. Now, think about that. So then what you have then is you have the National Rifle Association plus, you know, gun owners of California, gun owners of America, all these other places that, you know, that come in to talk about your rights as an American citizen, the rights of this country that I served. And I'm not pointing myself out, but because there's many others that have served just like I have. But it was under, you know, but we serve to defend and support and uphold the Constitution of the United States. And to have somebody who doesn't even know me, who doesn't even know me to call me a terrorist because I belong to the National Rifle Association. And she would not come up to my face and say to me, you're a terrorist. Because she would realize what an idiot she is for saying things like that. For, you know, to accuse Americans of being terrorists because they belong to an organization. Well, if that's the case, then if you belong to the AFL-CIO, you must be a terrorist also. Because they go on strikes. They're a union. They impose their power on people. They must be a terrorist organization too. That's as stupid a statement as the NRA is an international terrorist organization. And when you think about it, you know, well, you know, look at, you know, they've got the congressmen in their pockets. Well, look at what America has said in the polls. More Americans, and this has been rising over the years, and there's a reason for this, that more Americans believe that the sanctity or keeping the right to bear arms is more important than gun control. And that's changed dramatically mm-hmm. in the last 20 years.
You know that. You're right. Well, okay, so, Carl, back up. You know, for many people that have listened to our station, I was with three girlfriends who, you know, I joined with the Gold Diggers in 78. Well, one of the girls that, you know, these are my sisters. You know, I never had sisters, so they're my sisters. So one lives in Greece. She lives in Nikitia. It's an island in Greece. And I haven't seen her in 7 years. So we start first day. She starts to talk about gun control. Why do we, you know, whether you guys know it or not, America, people in America are just like gun crazy. People think that coming to America is the most violent. And she says, I talk about everybody that comes to our islands. You know, they work, they do tourism in Turkey. She's talking about the Swedish people, the French people, people from all over the world. Well, I'm sure the French people were very happy about those three guys that attacked the gunmen on the, even though they weren't carrying guns, but on the train. But anyway, so I
yeah, those damn Americans.
So I had to say to her, and I did say to her, you know, because, you know, this is the kind of thing that people will talk about at Thanksgiving, you know, when people go off to college and they start to develop their own mindsets. Anyway, I said, well, you know, my husband teaches safety gun classes and advanced guns, and we have a lot of guns at our house. And I go, you know, there's an extreme background check that you have to go through, and there's classes you have to go through, hours of. Well, why should teachers carry? Why can't there be carry free zones? And
because the bad guys don't read the signs.
And yeah, and so I just didn't want to, you know, argue about it, but I was trying to educate her.
There's a certain point where you don't want to get into it with your.
No.
You know, you're only together for 3 or 4
yeah,
days.
No.
And you all love each other, so but you're not going to change her mind.
No, I said, listen, I understand what you're saying. I'm listening. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. I'm coming from my point. I just want to share with you my. This is how we feel about it. You know, we live in Northern California, and I go, and it's an honor to be able to get to where our sheriff will okay you to carry a gun. So you will have responsibility. You have to go through every 2 years. You have to go through re-upping your license.
Yeah.
And I said, so we just talked about that. And it was really funny how some people are just adamantly against it because it creates evil. I go, honey, how long have we known each other? I said, there's always going to be a black market. I don't care whatever you outlaw, there's always going to be a black market, and they're always going to be there. It's about learning how to educate yourself to use if you're in a situation. How do you take that gun apart? What do you do? How does it work? Wouldn't you want to know that? And that's we stopped. She said, I think she kind of climbed down.
Real interesting article on Breitbart that I was reading about these refugees, these poor, downtrodden refugees coming into all these countries. Right now, the incidence of rape of women in Sweden, Denmark, and Germany is skyrocketing.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that, too. And it's not just in Breitbart. I read about it. It's other places,
yeah.
too. Is that
wow,
when, and it's not just the refugees that are being raped. There are gangs of these
poor, drowned, downtrodden gentlemen
who treat women
like meat.
They're young males that are of military age. Remember, a third of the people that came over as refugees were women and children. The other two-thirds were men. Many of them in that young 18 to 35-year-old great group that could have served in the military. So they also were healthier, more physically able to push their way onto these boats, and now they're there. Now you've got several million. You've got hundreds, I shouldn't say several million, but hundreds and hundreds of thousands. And President Obama wants to bring in 800,000 into our country. And I just, you know, and right now, you know, the right now he wants to bring 800,000 in. I, you know, this man has got, you know, it's like, well, it's only 800,000. It's 800,000 more people into this country. How are you going to get them in? You know, we can't even get, we can't even get people in here legally that are crossing the border. You know, we got a big problem there. You're going to bring in 800,000 more? Let's take a break. Hey, this is Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. This Fortune Show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Let me tell you. He is the man if you want to get jewelry. He is the man if you want a good, fair trade. If you want a good price on jewelry, he is the man and the only trained watch repairman in his office right there. He can fix anything. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Yeah, take us out, Bob.
Tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Goodbye, September. Hello, Electober. Now that the weather is cooling down, how would you like us to pay your electric bill for 1 year? Play our Electober Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or $6,000 to pay your electric bill. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win $6,000. Drawings every Thursday at 8 p.m. 10 winners will be selected to play the Plinko board. It's fun and easy. Just drop the puck and win cash. Final drawing Thursday, October 29th at 8 p.m. where you could win $6,000. Let us pay your electric bill for 1 year.
Up to $6,000.
What a deal. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Electober Swipe to Win promotion. It's better at the river.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about. A place of grace.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. I love the bump music.
This portion of the show brought to you.
Listen to that all day long. 7:34 in the morning here on KCNR, currently 62 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, what better-known business right here in town, whether if it's a little bitty chip. Hey, here's why you need to start taking a look at this. I mean, besides any time, either it's hot weather, but cold weather, you have that little bitty chip in your windshield, little bing ding. It gets water in it. It freezes. Guess what? It cracks. Yes. So you want to get those fixed, and Jeff can fix those in a heartbeat. A New York second, and he guarantees his work. Or if you've got a crack over 24 inches in length, take it down to Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 Market Street. Jeff does it, guarantees his work. Give him a call, 241-8373, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business.
All right, so recently on a trip I was talking about, you know, when you feel like you have a jewel of your community that you're really proud of, and someplace we were talking about, do you have a theater, a restoration theater project in the city that you live in? And I raised my hand, yes, the Cascade Theater, I love the Cascade Theater, and I was there laying on the scaffold and the scaffolding, doing the gold, looking as they uncovered the wonderful murals that were from the 30s. It was. I felt like I was on a treasure hunt when they first started to come back and revive the Cascade Theater. Well, with us this morning is our beautiful Jana Laird, who is our general manager, a person in charge of the whole. What do you call it? Kit and caboodle.
The whole enchilada. Enchilada.
Good morning, Jana.
Good morning. How are you?
Now that she grew an inch and a half since the last time I saw her.
Yeah.
And, but perhaps you were carrying children or
and
something
yes.
at that time.
Yeah. Probably the last time you saw her, she was with child.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe it makes you taller after you have kids.
Maybe.
That's it. So
let's talk about, and you're here to talk about the October... what's happening at the Cascade? First of all, we were talking earlier about how important it is to support your local theater by becoming a member.
Absolutely. And there's lots of perks to becoming a member. There's refund exchanges that you can get. In the future, we're going to be having some VIP parties for our members. So there's lots of perks to being a member for the Cascade Theater. And without the support, we can't be here.
And also, when you become a member, when something comes out that maybe, like, say you're routing something and it's last minute, you're the first to get, if you're a member, you're the first to get the email that an added attraction that may be happening next week, let's say, for instance, I don't know, just an act that would be coming through that wasn't scheduled, you get first rights, right?
Exactly. Like when we had Jason Mraz come through,
right.
Members got first pick, and the show sold out within 24 hours.
Jason Mraz, love it. Okay, so let's talk about October. Or how are things for you? Tell us now that you're really in the seat of...
That's a really good question, because you took it over.
Yeah.
I'm cutting in on her.
Yeah, I want to hear
you
all
took
about
it over under, you know, it was like, hey.
Going through some changes.
We have to make a lot of changes here. And you took it over. And it's been how long now?
It's been since February.
Yeah.
I've been the general manager since February. And, yes, it has been a world of change. I mean, the theater is now 10 years old. So,
what?
I mean, there's things that are falling apart that we need to fix, and, you know, things are kind of starting to run its course a little bit, and there's just been a world of change as far as new staff, new personnel, new volunteers.
Well, what
new
do you
shows.
Mean by new stuff, new equipment?
I mean, as far what we need.
When
to
you return. Say when you say we've got new stuff, I mean, is it like sound systems? Is it the?
Oh, actually,
I mean, because I've seen some really cool stuff.
I actually meant new staff.
Oh, new staff.
Staff.
No, not new stuff. Oh,
but we'll need some
did
new
I say stuff.
Stuff.
Okay, well, we'll
no,
get some
you
new
said
stuff.
Staff, too. But you know, it's Monday. It's not
did I just
really.
Hear? Did I hear? I heard stuff.
New staff. They
staff. Yeah.
Don't stand so close to that recoilless rifle next time. Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, we're putting new procedures in place, and we've really kind of revamped our season a little bit to provide what the community needs. We really – all feedback is important feedback. So we really try hard to listen to what people want, and I'm constantly making lists to talk with our agent up north and just see what we can do to always constantly be improving the experience.
All right. So what, for instance, for our listeners, what does it cost to become a member?
Anywhere between $50 to $500 or more. There's a level for everybody, whatever you can afford.
Okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that if you're on a budget for $50, you could become a member. You're supporting, and of course, you know, we all are about supporting local arts. I mean, that's, to me, arts and museums, really, that's very important for the heartbeat of a community, in my opinion. I
Absolutely.
Mean, maybe because I come from the arts and you do as well. So, okay, so let's talk about October and wonderful events that are happening at the Cascade that people may not know about, some new additions.
Absolutely. We have an excellent lineup for October, just jam-packed. Starting next week, we have Momix, their Alchemia show coming through. If you guys haven't seen Momix before, it's an illusionist. It's almost like a Cirque du Soleil type show.
Ooh.
There's choreography. There's big giant props that they dance with. The lighting. October 14th.
Mm.
Momix.
You know, I like that kind of stuff.
Oh,
okay.
Visually stimulating, and you always think, how do they do that?
That's on a Thursday night.
Is that a person?
Well,
there's
a TV show that says how they do it and explains all these things. I don't like to watch it because, frankly, I like to think that.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he made that elephant disappear.
Yeah.
Right there. It's gone. Yep.
It's pretty amazing.
No, I really like those shows. Oh.
I mean, and the dancing is spectacular. So we've been encouraging the schools and the dance communities to come out, and because I think that would really be something great for them.
So you can go to thecascadetheater.org and check it out, because the Momix, I mean, you're talking about it, but it's important to see the visual of it, because it is like Cirque du Soleil. And I'm wondering with Momix, I mean, with Cirque du Soleil, I mean, it's a world stage.
Absolutely.
So this is the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, so the tickets go on sale, they're on sale now, and let's see, so that's going to be Wednesday, October 14th. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so then what do we have after that?
Then we have the first of our San Francisco high-definition opera series being featured. So instead of going to San Francisco, you can come to the Cascade Theater, a 15-minute drive from your home, and experience San Francisco opera live.
Okay, and the first show is Showboat.
Showboat!
And the opera version with all of your favorite songs. But so I wonder
Can't
what
help
the difference.
Loving that man.
Yeah, I wonder what the difference is going to be from the Broadway performance to the San Francisco opera.
Did they sing those in the opera?
Yeah, the songs are in there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, yeah, and you're going to have. Oh, yeah. So that's October 18th, folks, and that's at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
Now, 2 o'clock performance.
How does that work? You said it's live, but on screen.
It's a recording of the production.
Of the live performance, okay, and it's up there, and it's high definition and
yeah,
all
but you
that.
Know what I love about that? I mean, when you go to the show, you can't see the detail up close, and in high definition with our new projector, talking about new stuff.
Well, I knew you had new stuff.
I was
kind of throwing that.
So a new projector.
Yeah, I just kind of I threw that line to you.
I need the visual.
I threw the line to you.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
That's right. Okay, so we all need the visual. So for our listeners who are driving from place to place and they're thinking, I want to teach my kids about opera. I think it's important culturally, or a date, or a friend, or especially Showboat. What a great way to kick off the San Francisco Opera series.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I really think it would be great if everyone could explore some genre of opera, because there's so many different styles that people could enjoy. It's not just the typical.
Yeah.
I mean, there's contemporary opera now, which is really, really great. And I just think everyone should give it a chance.
We need to expand.
Absolutely.
You know what? You know, and you can sit there and we can watch our country western or our hard rock or whatever it is. But to listen to this, you can hear music. And good music is good music.
Good
I mean,
music is good music.
And it's entertaining. And it's something that if you haven't been opened up to, that you need to be able to expand your horizons.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't care who it is. Y'all.
So 2 o'clock is going to be the opera kickoff for the opera series, which is Showboat. And I keep thinking Old Man River because you know that is, we have some classics out of that
out of Paul Winchell's, or not Paul Winchell's.
And the composers are amazing. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But we do have to take a break. When we come back, we have Jana Laird here from the Cascade Theater and what we are experiencing. Because, you know, we are local. We support local. We like all of you. I mean, we can go into headlines. We're going to be talking about a lot of that stuff, too. But right now, the things that make us feel happy and alive and appreciate the beauty of artistry is happening right here in our town. We'll be right back with Jana Laird from Cascade Theater here on KTNR 1460.
The sound of a delicious wine. The sound of community awareness in the fight against breast cancer. Join KCNR and Westside Wines on October 15th for Think Pink Day. Stop by between 5 and 7 p.m. at Westside Wines, located at 1872 Buenaventura Boulevard, where Linda Bott will be our celebrity host, pouring glasses of rosé to benefit our local Think Pink organization. Bottles of rosé will be 30% off, and a percentage of all the sales that night will be donated to Think Pink. Come join us, a great local business, and support this amazing cause. You can help us spread the word about the importance of early detection. Save the date, October 15th. For more information, call Westside Wines at 941-1890.
Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical,
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
Joan Armatrading is coming to Reading for a very special solo evening performance at the Cascade Theater. This diva, known for her passionate guitar and soulful vocals, is on her last large-scale tour, and she's doing it solo. An intimate evening with a powerhouse, Joan Armatrading, at the Cascade, October 22nd. Get tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460.
Heck, with not love it.
Start spreading the news.
Oh, my God. Boy, do we have stories when we were on our trip last
That's
week.
That's right. Woo. Hey, yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
I wish
Sinatra dressing room stories. Oh, my God.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
What goes on in the dressing room
Joe's.
Stays in the dressing room.
Espresso Joe's with any type of coffee, be it a caramel or a macchiato or any other coffee you can imagine. Plus, they sell coffee beans there, and veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. All this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a better-known store that helps a lot of different causes in our community, Tobacco and Brew. We're here with Jana Laird, who is the general manager at Cascade Theater.
Good morning.
Good morning. saying.
We're talking about October.
Are y'all waiting to see if I'm
No, I just want to see what you're saying there, Carl.
Well, no,
you've got the mic.
It's that we've known her since we were just talking about
at the break.
You know, we've been married 8 years, and Jenna and her husband, we got our some of the wedding favors, which was a bottle of wine with our photo on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, as
the
label from Jenna, and we still got one of those at our house years later.
And we go back that many
years. When you see it, and then we think about all the things that we've all done here for the last eight years, and how you have gone to. You know, I mean,
Love theater.
Yeah. You were dancing and directing and producing and starring. And now, is this the job? It's kind of like a perfect job for you.
This is, the theater is where I need to be, period. It's the one place in the world that I feel like I can spend 20 hours and it still doesn't feel like work.
Oh, that's great.
And to now be the general manager, it actually is kind of a blessing in disguise because I've always kind of wanted to be able to work with artists, and I actually wanted to go in and be an AR rep. I went into college. I was going to go into music recording, and I kind of wanted to
That's
be a talent scout and go out there. And so that I realized what that actually entails in L.A., it was a little difficult, and that's not really the route I wanted to go. So now I get to do it all. I get to produce. I get to help direct. I get to still, be involved with our in-house production company. And now I get to work closely with the Cascade, the internal staff, which is amazing, and all the people who help, the volunteers are remarkable as well, and I've never really gotten a chance to work with them before. So,
and while we're on that, let's do a shout out to the lighting director, Todd.
Todd,
who has just been this constant. He's like a little rock that you always know. Thank you so much.
Todd's amazing.
Yeah.
He wears many, many hats at the theater.
He's
well, everybody has to, though.
And
right?
He's had longevity is a good thing. So, he's been a constant there. So we're talking about the October series of what's happening at the Cascade. You're trying to fill your calendars. You're thinking about maybe special occasions, a friend's birthday, just something, where you can get out of. And in October is the month to start really, getting out. So what else is happening in October at the Cascade?
October 22nd, we are featuring Joan Armatrading in her last solo tour. She's done after this, so we are privileged that she's going to be able to grace our stage.
She has had a long career, and I remember when I was in Nashville in 95, she was quite the inspiration for singer-songwriters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so here she is all these years later, and it's sad to hear, she's finishing her doing solo careers or doing solo tours. So now's your chance to see her in October
22nd.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So Joan Armatrading will be here, and then we have Lake Street Dive. Have you heard of them before?
No, but tell us about what. I think I saw a special article on them.
Yes. They started off in college together and have really become this remarkably eclectic group. They are really phenomenal, just hands down amazing musicians.
Two women, two men?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, there was recently an article on them. Are they in a booth?
Yes.
Yeah, that was cool. And I noticed the picture and I said, that is just so cool. I mean, so they do a lot of originals or?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and they're called?
Lake Street Dive.
Okay, so people.
October 30th.
So they're Americana.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's like the big thing right now.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Very cool. So that's going to be, that'll be a sold out show, I bet.
I think it will be.
People who really like that kind of music. You guys are bringing in some incredible, incredible talent at the Cascade. What I like about being in a smaller theater, what is it, 1,000 seats, is that you really get a chance to see up close, hear people on a different level. It's much more intimate than if you were to see them in a larger venue.
Well, I don't think there's a bad seat at the Cascade.
No.
It's really great visibility everywhere.
I've sat almost every place there, and I don't like getting right in the middle. I mean, I just don't like because there's people all around you, and everybody's but you get in there on the, but I've sat up in the, in the loge in the back. You can see and hear real well.
Mm-hmm.
Then on, I think one of my favorite seats is front row balcony.
Oh,
I like that. You're not as close, and you probably, you know, and you know, but still, it's kind of like Weird Al Yankovic. Whoa. Really, you know, you had to sit back there, though. Otherwise,
that was huge.
Otherwise, you were part of the show.
My God.
But I mean, just there isn't a bad seat there. I mean, there's no pillars. There's nothing. And then people get out and dancing on the sides. I just love that.
Yeah.
All right. So you've got so what else in October? I mean,
that's in October. And then we start off November with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings on November 1st.
The blues thing.
Yes.
And Johnny Lang.
Yeah, coming up.
Yep, he's also in November.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Well, let's just talk about the October. Right now, we just want to make sure that we fill the seats.
Okay, now, how do we get... Now, can you buy, like... Well, you need to get... Let's get a membership, first of all. And you say it goes from $50 up to $500.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the membership entail?
Well, like I said, there are exchange privileges that come with it. There's premier... purchase privileges that come with it. It's kind of hard to say.
Would you say kind of like, they all change, I understand, but do you get in a little bit earlier then to buy your seats?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, see, that's a big thing, too.
When the season goes on sale,
then
depending on your level.
You get to go in a couple of days early, then you kind of pick your seats you want.
Absolutely.
You know, for the season and doing these things. That's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of us wait till the last minute, and then when you do... I mean, the place is crowded. So, but now, as a member, boom, just go down there and start.
Well, and your membership is considered a tax deductible donation. So, yay.
Yay.
We all like that.
Yeah. Okay, and we all know that for, coming up, and we'll definitely have you on in November, talk about November. And then, of course, we go into at Thanksgiving is Cascade Christmas, near and dear to everybody's heart. I bring my folks every year. My dad, who was, I think I told you, who was, went to MGM, assigned under contract at the MGM studios, very picky about what he likes and what he doesn't like, and has just been enthralled every year with Cascade Christmas.
Aww.
And it's a testament. You know, I think also he just loves watching the wonderment of kids watching, being mesmerized. They're not jumping around. They're in the seats watching the show, and it's just a wonderful thing to witness. And that's Cascade Christmas that you know, all began right here.
Absolutely.
I enjoy Cascade Christmas.
Oh, that means a lot, Carl.
I never miss. I mean, I don't miss it. I don't go to theater a lot for a variety of reasons, but Cascade Christmas, I'm there. Linda, I go. When are we going? You know, do I have my seat?
And,
so, you know, it's that kind of thing that it's something else that sets the town apart, that gives, it's something special for our city and our town.
It's our own holiday tradition.
It's our own holiday tradition.
And that people can come to it, and it's just a wonderful night of entertainment. And that's coming. But October, look at all these.
The
opera series, all the people that's coming through here. I mean, I'm just, and then the one on October 14th.
You want to go to that.
Yeah, the Momix.
Illusionist.
Yeah, the Momix. Oh, yeah.
Well, and there's a lot of community events happening there as well. Rotary's holding a big event. Ride Redding's coming through. So take a look at our webpage, cascadetheater.org, and there is something for everybody.
It ain't your daddy's theater any longer.
Well, it can be, but I mean, make it yours now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the sense of how it's changed and everything. Because people still talk about, I used to go there and sit up in the balconies and it was dark because there was a movie doing that on there. Nobody had any idea that there was the beauty underneath the paint
and the
smoke.
We like to refer to it as the Art Deco Palace.
Mm. Oh, there you go. I'd rather that be the Art Deco Palace than something like the new police station. So, and the police station isn't. So, okay. Jenna Laird, you know, thank you so much
for coming by.
And, you know, and thank you so much for giving so much to our community. You know, before you became the general manager, you gave so much to put on so many great, great plays and theater events.
Producing, directing.
All of this.
You name it.
It just was right. It just felt right. When you were assigned, when you got the job.
It was a natural progression of like, that makes sense. Yeah.
Because sometimes you wonder.
I was very honored when they asked me to consider it, so thank you.
You do great work.
Thank you.
Okay. We come back. Mac McGraw is going to be with us, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. There's a lot of things going on in our veteran community here that we need to talk about and discuss and to find out how we can get more help for our veterans that are out there in a variety of different ways. Thank you so much again for being with us.
Thank you.
And
check out OctoberCascadeTheater.org.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. The group Doctors Without Borders is now demanding an independent investigation of the bombing of a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. It left more than a dozen people dead. The U.S. says that the Afghanis had called for an airstrike because the Taliban was using that facility to launch its attacks against coalition troops. The Loan Government Economic Report out today from the Federal Reserve set to release consumer credit data for August this afternoon, and no doubt investors on Wall Street will be keeping a close eye on that. Right now, things are booming on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by just about 140 points. Ongoing tensions in Syria between the United States and Russia. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that Russia's targeting of non-Islamic State terrorist targets inside Syria rules out any cooperation between Washington and Moscow.
Despite what the Russians say, we have not agreed to cooperate with Russia so long as they continue to pursue a mistaken strategy and hit these targets.
Russia says it is targeting ISIS targets. It is also known to have flown into Turkish airspace at least twice since it began its airstrikes last week. That's raising the ire of some NATO officials. The National Transportation Safety Board says it will try to retrieve the data recorder from 15,000 feet down to learn why a cargo ship sank near the Bahamas during Hurricane Joaquin. NTSB Vice Chairman Bella Denzar.
We look at all of the records. We request any information on paper or electronically that is available about the ship, any communications that were made from the ship.
Investigators are focusing on the communications between the captain and the vessel's owner. They hope that may further explain why some of the workers whose job was to prepare the engine room for a retrofitting may have had a role in the boat's loss of power. They're still trying to get to the bottom of exactly what happened. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Three scientists, Thomas Lindahl, Paul Modrich, and Isaac Sankar, won the 2015 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. The announcement today in Stockholm, Sweden.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has decided to award the 2015 Nobel Prize in Chemistry jointly to Thomas Lindahl, Paul Modrich, and Aziz Sanyar for mechanistic studies of DNA repair.
The Academy says work by the three has provided fundamental knowledge about how living cells function and, among other things, that research has led to new approaches toward treating cancer. A super PAC that wants Vice President Biden to run for president is launching its first television ad. Draft Biden says it's spending upward of $100,000 to air the 90-second ad on its national cable networks. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The U.S. continues to express concern over Russia's entry into the air wars inside of Syria.
The Russians claim their military involvement in Syria is targeting Islamic State fighters. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest says,
we see that they are most frequently carrying out military operations in areas where there are few, if any, ISIL forces.
The United States has called on Russian defense officials to contact the Pentagon immediately to further discuss Moscow's escalating military activities inside Syria.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. An Associated Press investigation revealing a thriving black market in nuclear materials in Eastern Europe, and the intended customers are Middle Eastern extremist groups. Files say authorities working with the FBI have interrupted four attempts by gangs shopping radioactive materials in Moldova. The most serious case came back in 2011. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It is a Wednesday, October the 7th. It's 5 after 8 here on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, everybody. 62 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be mostly sunny today with our highs of 87, partly clouded tonight with temperatures around 63. As we look through the forecast on Thursday, highs of 89 Thursday night, lows of 61. As we progress through the weekend, Friday's around 91. And on Sunday, our days will be around 87. Sunday night will be around 60. Now, Sunday, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time we read the weather, Shasta Gas Propane brings you the weather. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, on Sunday, we've been added on two more Sunday brunches. If you heard that the Sunday brunch was over, well, it was, but on our last Sunday brunch, they said we'd like you to do two more. So this Sunday and next Sunday, we'll be doing our jazz brunch with Bernie Baker and Bruce Kalin on stand-up bass and guitar. The music will be from 11 to 1. How beautiful with this weather on Sunday, which will be around 87. Beautiful jazz brunch on the river with an extended all-new menu. It's really a lot of fun. People have really enjoyed it, and I am so happy and proud to be part of that, too. So come and join us at The View on this Sunday for brunch.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Mac McCraw. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good to be back again.
Our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And you've got a lot of things going on here, and we want to use this at the beginning of each month to kind of outline and talk about the what's going on with veterans and veterans events, and also how you can get some assistance from the veteran service officer. So,
yes,
good morning.
Yes, good morning. You're right, Carl. There's a lot of stuff going on for the month of October. I brought my newsletter in that I'm sending out to all the veteran advocates across Shasta County, and I wanted to thumb through it a little bit this morning and talk about the great events and some things that our office is doing.
Yeah, well, let's start off with your office.
Okay.
You've just told me that there's been some changes in the office.
Yes, sir. We just hired three new personnel who are all U.S. veterans.
There was some consternation about that, about thinking that they were going to hire, you know, non-veterans, but you seem to have found three worthy candidates.
Oh, my gosh. Very worthy. They are extremely knowledgeable. They have a lot of case management experience. They have a lot of VA experience. And they also have the compassion to do the job,
so
which is extremely important.
Where do they come
from?
Do they come from here or do they come from other areas?
Local areas. Matter of fact, all of them are from here. We have two who are U.S. Army, and one actually is still a reservist as well who serves doing exercises out here in the local area. So really happy to have them. And, again, their knowledge is so up to par. I mean, we really, really need knowledge for people who are experienced case managers, and that's what the Veterans Service Representative Counselors do. They're counselors, they're case managers, they're following up, they're They're facilitating a package for our veterans for claim benefits and stuff, and that's what we needed. We needed someone who had that previous experience. And also, two of them have been touched into the area of VA, actually, so it's really good. It was just a different level, but it was still VA experience. So I'm really happy about this. Really, really happy that we're. That's but they cool. need to be trained as well. I should add in there. Of course,
there's going to be time that they're going to be until they can get up to speed on what's going on around here.
Right, but right. County level work is different. A lot of people have not previously worked in the county, so they're understanding how our office works. Our networking and committees, and also how the forms we use and what the regional offices we use in Oakland to do the claims and powers of attorney, just learning the steps. But the base groundwork is there that they already, you know, they're already ingrained in that knowledge. So it just makes things easier in training-wise.
Okay, now for our listeners. Again, with talk radio, we have people who are on their way to drop off kids at school and they're hearing snippets. Tell our listeners, if you will, tell us about who you are.
Oh.
About you. Give us a little bit about your background and how you've came to Reading and what this job means for you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, we talked a little bit about when I first arrived here. Mm-hmm. My background. It starts.
But everybody wanted to see that you lasted over a month,
right?
You know, we don't even remember names for at least a month,
right? Okay. Right.
No, but you're a great fill here, by the way.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Carl. Yes, and my background is I was born in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, down in Biloxi, Gulfport, Pascagoula area, down there in Ocean Springs. Raised a little bit there. Most of my life was also raised over in Tampa, Florida, and then I joined the Air Force at 18 years old. Actually, I was almost 17 and a half, I felt like, right out of high school. I was going to college at the time for 6 months, but, you know, the Air Force offers some great things for college students who are wanting to go to school. And I signed up for the Montgomery GI Bill, and I found my way to fund my school, which is really, really great. So, you know, it's very funny how let me just back up a little bit. How I was introduced to the Air Force was actually a lieutenant that I met in Mardi Gras.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yes, he took me under his arm, and he said, you know, the Air Force has a lot to offer for guys who are looking for money for school. So I was like, wow, this might be the opening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how do you trust the guy that's naked from the waist up and he's got U.S. Air Force tattooed on his chest, and he's wearing 26 rows of beads?
Right,
I mean,
come on.
And then Mac thought, well, you know what, this can't be that bad.
Right. As you know, Mardi Gras is a really special occasion.
Yeah. Oh, it sure is. Yeah.
He sort of showed me where Keesler Air Force Base was and told me about the recruiters down there. Next thing I know, I was signing up, going to school, traveling the world, and ended up spending 20 years at a flash of a dime.
Wow.
It was so fast.
It does. Years. You know what? It does go fast.
It does.
And you don't realize it that, you know, first of all, when I was listed, I wanted to just make corporals and get off mess duty.
Right.
And all those things. And then they send me to OCS. And then the next thing you know, it's... You know, you're like, oh, I might think about getting out, but you're liking what you're doing. You really like the people. And then the Marine Corps sends you to school, and then they send you to another duty station. And then you get to the point in your career where you say, well, you know, and they say, well, where do you want to go? And you say, oh, I like to go to, I like to go to NATO over in Europe.
Right.
Okay. And they send you there. And then, it's that kind of thing. And then all of a sudden it's 20 years, and then. For me, it was 30 years.
Right, right.
And I was like, wow.
It goes by
where
fast.
Where did it go? And it's not for everybody.
Right, right. You're right. It's a way of life.
But if it is for that person, it's a very good, honorable way of life.
It is.
That
it
you
is.
Can you raise your family and you can learn. If you put yourself into it, you're going to get, you know, you're going to be educated.
Right.
They take care of you. Inside the military, if you try and you exert yourself, well, you know this. You received, I don't know. Did you get your PhD?
I did.
While on active duty.
Yep, I sure did. It was my father was a Marine, and he was really proud of me serving 20 years. I was actually the only person in my family to pull the full 20. Everyone, my father and his brothers, all came in.
Tour,
they did their tour for 4 years. So my parents were like, "Wow, you're re-enlisting again. You're re-enlisting again." You're like, "Yeah, I'm having fun. I'm traveling the world. I have money for school. I'm getting a good paycheck." The military is a great way as a jumping point in life, and it really springboards you into future opportunities. And after that, I was 2011. I retired in Osan Air Force Base, Korea. Walked across the street, started teaching psychology for the University of Maryland, right there on the base.
Sure.
I was still knowing my commander and everybody across the street.
Wow.
And I'm just walking around in, you know, a tie and slacks.
How cool is that?
It was just really, really, really funny. Sometimes. Some
surreal.
Days. It was. 1 minute you're active, and now you're a civilian. The transition was easy too, because I was still in that, I know, that military community.
You're still in the community there.
And you still are. So we got to take a break, and we'll be right back. It's fascinating to find out about what makes people tick and how they get to where they are where they are right now. And boy, we need you. So this portion of the show is brought to you by
Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. You know, John Bastiani and his family have taken started a gun store. 6 years ago now, and they've become a total success. And why? Because of customer service, of always having the pistols and long guns that people are looking for, having them at fair prices, always having ammo, which is, as we know, we went through times when you couldn't get ammo. John Bastiani would be up all night long finding ammo to be able to bring in for his customers. And he prides himself on the work that they do, and not only the gunsmithing, but also with the classes they teach in concealed carry and hunter safety. All of this, one-stop shopping at Bastiani Arms, gun accessories, shooting accessories, optics, rangefinders, knives. They have it all, and reloading equipment, all at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call, 222-8222. We'll be back right after this message with Mac McCraw, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Wellgate Sports Club, Reading's premier lifestyle center, is celebrating its grand reopening and has a gift for you. Take advantage of exclusive grand reopening membership rates with zero enrollment fees. That's right, zero enrollment fees. Are you looking to add family to your membership? That's great. We have a gift for you, too. Special rates and incentives will allow your entire family to quit the gym and join the club. At Wellgate Sports Club, you'll experience upscale, high-end amenities and programs, complimentary lifestyle education workshops, member social events, and passionate professionals who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Wellgate Sports Club features Reading's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Offer expires October 15th, so don't wait. Come celebrate the grand reopening of Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way, Reading. Call 638-4829 today for your personal tour. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
The trade school at the Shasta Builders Exchange in Reading is nationally recognized and provides the training and education that will prepare you for a career in the construction trade. According to the United States Department of Labor, electricians will be one of the top 20 fastest growing occupations over the next decade.
Trade School offers an electrical trainee program accredited by the National Center for Construction Education and Research. The program has been an industry leader for over 10 years and is authorized by the state of California. The electrical trainee program is now accepting applications. This program offers evening courses to allow you to work during the day in your field of study. This program provides hands-on training and graduates finish at the journeyman level. Be one of the few state-registered electrical trainees who are legal to work in Northern California. All enrollments are on a first-come, first-served basis. Classes are filling quickly. Don't wait. Enroll now. To learn more about the electrical trainee program at the trade school at the Shasta Builders Exchange, call 222-1917 or email training@shastabe.com.
Electrical orientation and registration is October 29th. Call Shasta Builders Exchange today.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 on this beautiful Wednesday, 8:19 in the morning. It's the 7th of October. Currently 62 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today are going to be 87. Our lows around 63. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Okay, Cypress Square Barbershop. It throws me completely off my stride.
Oh, here. I'm so sorry.
You know, it just throws me because I always do Cypress Square Barbershop at 8:30.
Oh, okay.
So it throws me completely off my stride.
Is that the military guy in you that's no, totally
it's just
broke?
No, 8:30. This is where it just kind of it recenters me. It recenters me.
Okay.
And then here you are. You
we'll
move,
do it twice.
You move my cheese.
I moved your cheese.
You kick my cheese down the street.
Okay.
Here because
sorry.
I don't. You know, but Cypress Square Barbershop.
Have somebody eat your cheese
off of Athens Avenue. You. Man's last stronghold. Okay, you know what?
I'm
there,
quiet.
That you know what? Man's last stronghold. There, you go back to center yourself.
Okay.
The Cheers of Barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop, with you know veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's just a spectacular place to get. I say spectacular. It doesn't mean you come in and there's showgirls, but there are a lot of weird heads on the walls.
Well, you get to come home and have a showgirl.
And that's right. And trophies and all those kind of things there in Cypress Square Barbershop. And you can't get any better than the haircuts. There's like the Cheers of barbershops. Right there off Athens Avenue, right across from Subway. Then you walk on down the street, and then you have, what do you have? You have Kathy and Millie with Classy Cafe. Go on in, get your hugs, have breakfast and lunch. You've been there, Mac?
No, sir.
Classy Cafe, you've not been there?
Okay. That's
down in Athens.
Yeah,
you've been
down
there.
I have.
All the pictures on the wall
yes,
and
I
all
have,
that.
Actually.
And
it's
these
got the old time.
Yeah, and these ladies come up and hug you and everything. Yep. Yeah, you've been there. So, okay, Classy Cafe on Athens Avenue. All right, Mac McCraw, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, is our guest. And we're talking about where he came from and how, you know, he was coming back from Korea. He saw the job. He flew up here. He was one of... I don't know how many they interviewed, but and then you got it.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
I'm kind of shortened story there,
that's
but then
a good
you got
to the point. Yes, it was what an honor. I tell you, every day I think about that. I think about the serious competition too. I was against very qualified people, and I can only thank the county and their confidence in me to do the position. So it's a great honor. It's got to be probably the best job in the world. I mean. Whether the man could walk out of 20 years, of, you know, in the military and dedicated mm-hmm. his life, and then suddenly now he's got another chance to do another career, just transcending into the same thing, and it's just being around those veterans. So it's a lifelong thing that's happening with me, and it's just beautiful.
And it could be lifelong. You could be in there for 20, 30 more years.
You're right. Do another retirement.
Do another, retirement.
Double dippers.
You double dipper.
Yeah.
You. Hey, that's okay. As long as you help him. Okay.
Right.
You've put out a newsletter. Has this newsletter been there before?
No, sir.
Or you started it,
This
right?
is brand new. This
okay.
is brand new.
That's what I thought.
This goes out to the veteran advocates across Shasta County. It's a part of an email group that I'm doing. And I'm also still working on getting that Facebook site up. It's still in the process of approval for the county. But
okay, that's been 90 days, right?
Yeah, it takes a while.
Okay, so Larry Lees, hello. He's just trying to get a Facebook site up. What is so hard? You can't tell me you guys are overworked since you're taking off days out there and you get all these holidays. Well, so what's going on there, Larry Lees? I'm going to call you today. You know what? Other people should call Larry Lees. Say, how come the Facebook site isn't up, Larry?
Right. It's in the works, and as soon as
it's in the works. It's been 90 days.
Yeah.
How hard is it to say, put up a Facebook site? What is the
holdup?
Actually,
it's pretty complicated. I mean, government Government websites are not as easy as personal websites.
You've got 8-year-olds that put up a website. You can put up a website, and you're talking about just Facebook.
Right, right. We're talking about risk management. We're talking about, you know, controlling certain things, about IT authorizations, you know, cost. If it's cost, there's no cost.
There's no cost.
Yeah, there's no cost. Yeah, there's lots of benefit. It's actually low, you know, advertising to actually get things out. It's the best market.
It's called social media.
Strategy.
Well, that's the problem. Those guys on the board there, they're kind of old, elderly. You know, they're not into this. They're not into this social. Well, Les Ball is, because every time you turn around, Les Ball's face is on Facebook.
Right.
So maybe Les should lean into this. Because he was saying the other day, I didn't know that was going on, these veteran events. Really? Well, if you got a Facebook page going, Les, you would know that.
Right.
Okay, Mac, I'm not trying to get Mac in trouble. No.
Well, the newsletter is a great tool, too.
It is.
There's many things. I do this newsletter. It goes out to people. It talks about many things, many topics. It talks about things that we do in the office, too. It talks about latest legislation, Senate bills. So I'm trying to grow that email group in the interim. But I'll continue to do the newsletter as well. It's just it'll also be on the Facebook. But some of the
you can put
things,
more stuff into that, get a little in deeper depth.
Right. So. Some of the things I'm talking about on here are discharge categorizations. I'm talking about the Health eVet program, which is a online system now to help veterans manage their health care with prescriptions and calendar dates with appointments.
Okay. Now, there's been a big change in TRICARE, if I understand, is that they're pushing everybody in the month of October into getting in the mail prescriptions done.
Oh.
And that's for also for your dependents.
Okay.
See, I get all my stuff in the mail anyway.
Okay.
Not that there's that much, you know. But now they want my dependent Linda to get her stuff in the mail. If, you know, depending on what it is. And, well, it's not even that. It's they can cut back on the cost.
Right.
And so instead of her going down there, and then her copay is a lot less, and then they just mail it to her. And they have prescriptions. So this is something that we need to have.
I think that's only certain drugs, isn't it?
It's not everything, but it's certain things.
Yeah.
And so we need to get an expert in on that one to talk about, you know, from TRICARE is, because we have a lot of people up here on TRICARE.
Right.
And I'm on TRICARE.
Yeah.
You're on TRICARE, so it's the same. It'd be the same thing for you. Is that if you, I don't know if you ever get any medications, but if you do, they're going to, I mean, literally force people into it, or they're going to stop paying.
Oh.
I mean, I hate to put it that way, but that's what they're doing, is certain drugs that you can, you know, if you've got specific things that they don't do, I mean, that's okay, fine.
Right.
They don't care.
Right.
But if there's specific drugs that are out there, or meds, that they can send to you, they want to do that. You know, you've got the doctor's prescription. That's fine. Here's your prescription. We're going to fill it for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, that one just popped up because somebody sent it to me sent me an email on it the other day.
And also the e-benefits program, which is getting popular. We're trying to designate one position in my office to help people, like, build accounts if they want accounts and help them establish passwords and pull their award letters and look at their payment history.
You know, I set one of those up, and everybody, go into that and go down to the veteran service officer and see them, help have them do that for you. Because
And we'll train them on it, too. We'll show them how to use
it. It's not that hard to do, but I tell you, once you get into it, I went in and checked on my, how much of the VA for college I had left. It came back, told me 36 months.
Right.
I had 36 months that I have to use by 2017.
Right.
But it's now I've got the authorization to go out and go to school right now. And you can do that. It's simple. It's easy. And and not only that, but also for any type of pay matters. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. You can do direct deposit updates.
Everything.
You can education, insurance. Yep. You can designate your beneficiaries.
You can change things.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, it's really good. Very powerful tool. And we'll help people do that. Just come on in. And, we'll hook them up. Also, the calendar of events is also in the newsletter, which is a big thing. There's a lot of things going on. That we got the spaghetti dinner that's going to support the Air Force Memorial that's being constructed. The spaghetti dinner is going to be held on Saturday, October 24th, from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Reading Veterans Hall.
And we'll be talking about this some more, too.
Right.
Your schedule of events.
Yes, sir.
I would really like to be able to get that into our website, too.
Okay. Okay, because a lot of people appreciate this, and I'm doing a two-month outlook, and each month I do the actual newsletter, trying to let people know. We also had the Big Bike Weekend happening on the 9th through the 11th.
That's this weekend.
Yeah, that's the Wind River Events Center that's hosting this event. And there's also going to be a remembrance ride that kicks off at the it's going to be staged at the Veterans Home, the Reading Veterans Home on Knighton Road.
That's right.
Which is pretty amazing. That's happening. The event actually kicks off. The staging area is at 4:30. That starts over there at the Reading Home. And then also, you know, I mentioned this last time, but the biggest thing I think is so spectacular, and again, something that I love about handling the homelessness issue, is Stand Down. Stand Down 2015 is happening this month from 29th, 30th, and 31st. And that's on the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's going to be on off of Highway 273. Yeah.
We do a remote from there.
Oh, awesome.
On that day.
Well, I will be there all 3 days.
Well, we're going to do, the 29th, 30th, and 31st, right?
Right.
31st is a Saturday.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So we'll be down there probably on the 30th to do a remote. And we talked to everybody that's involved with this, including some of the people that have been helped.
Right.
In this veteran stand down who have taken this, gotten into the step, and then this gave them the ability to move on. They have jobs, and they come back and they help.
Right, right, right.
To help other veterans that are down there that need help. This is a tremendous project.
It is, and the Veterans Service Office, I will be down there with the team.
We might pass this on to all the Shasta County supervisors so they know about this event.
Yes, sir, I sure will. I sure will. Also, there's the Shasta Colleges doing things with the Veteran Resources Day on the October 21st. From 1 to 3, Shasta College is out there on Oregon Trail. They're doing the campus quad area located by Building 2000. So they're doing a lot of stuff out there for the students who are wanting to, you know, the veterans
right.
who are going to school. And, again, college is very, very important. Opens up doorways.
It does.
It's really
right.
critical.
We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Mac McCraw, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. He has instituted a newsletter that goes out with a lot of the events that are happening, a lot of news for people, our veterans right here in Shasta County. We've got 20,000 of them, about 20,000. What we've got to do is try to get the newsletter, and then also, and I kid around about the Facebook, but Facebook is, you know, that social media is such a great way to get the word out,
because yes,
people that you would never think of are going to be on Facebook and see it, but this is the other way. And then I'm sure you're also mailing these out, because there are still people without computers, hard to believe that,
yes.
but that's true. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back right after these messages. It's 8:31 in the morning right here at KCNR 1460. 62 degrees out there, going up to 87 today on October the 7th, 2015.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Reading's Electric Utility, REU, is celebrating 94 years and honoring Public Power Week October 4th through 10th. Reading is one of more than 2,000 communities that own, operate, and govern their electric utility. Public Power provides reliable, cost-competitive electricity to more than 48 million Americans. Did you know REU's low rates save Reading approximately $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate REU and Public Power Week. Visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. 25 minutes till 9 o'clock here on Wednesday, October the 7th. 62 degrees, going up to 87 today, thanks to Shasta Gas Propane for the weather reports. It's going to be a really nice week this week. We thought there might be some rain coming in, but it doesn't look like it. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, veteran-owned business that provides just outstanding quality service to any type of heating or cooling systems here in the North State. Voted best in North State, by the way, and there's a lot of reasons for that. All of them good. Warranties guaranteed 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if there's an emergency. All of this from Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his people. You know, just great work, great people, great ethics. 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Tomorrow, Trish Clark will have the show and is going to be talking about Take Back Reading with some of the leadership of that and a number of other things. I will be down in Sacramento at the Civilian Advisory Board for the California Highway Patrol. We meet about once every 6 months or something like that. Tomorrow, I can tell you, is that one of the things we're going to discuss with the Commissioner Joe Farrell, is body cams that the Highway Patrol are going to be. We talked about it last time and all the problems that were going on with trying to get their arms wrapped around the idea of how do we have our officers using body cams. Things that we are trying to beat. I still don't understand why the requirement for us to just leap into the front of body cams when you've got the Highway Patrol sitting here going to come up with an idea, you're going to come up with really probably the state standard for body cams, how they're used, how they're stored, and all this, why we don't just wait for that. Frankly, I think when I get back after we, you know, because it's not secret or anything, is maybe write an article for the Record Searchlight and for the our city council to see about what the Highway Patrol is, what they're trying to get their arms around. So people aren't just going to be just screaming, just put a body camera on them, put a body camera on them. It doesn't work like that. Okay. We have Mac McCraw with us today, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And during the break, we talked about how things work, how things should be working when you come into it. So, okay, I am a first time walk-in. Down
right,
there.
Right.
I have my 214.
Right.
What happens?
DD Form 214, the Certificate of Discharge. So a lot of times we get different people in. Sometimes we actually get homeless people in as well. So we have to look at that and what the surrounding factors are. Not everyone has their DD Form 214. And some people do not even have an address as well. Some of our homeless come in there or at-risk homeless don't have a really sound address. So we'll actually order the DD Form 214 for them, give them the paperwork to fill it out. And also people who are need the DD Form 214, do not have it, will also order. And it takes about a week and a half from the National Records Personnel Center. So that's something that we do. But we always start the process with a DD Form 214. We have to sort of, certify that we do have a veteran, that they're eligible, that they were either their active duty or they were reserve. Maybe they were activated during a reserve period that makes them eligible for some benefits as well. So, and also surviving spouses or other categorizations, different types of situations with people, that they would have the DD Form 214 as well. Surviving family members doing death, widow, pension benefits along with a death certificate. Or if it's just a general veteran walking in, DD Form 214 in hand, say, there could be some issues. It could be a compensation. It could be a pension, a live pension that they're asking for. Could be a compensation with a disability. So we sort of take that in either direction, and it's very, very complex. The whole process is extremely, I would say it's extremely complex from someone coming into it for the first time.
Right.
So we sort of simplify that for them, break it down on whether it just depends on the multitude of things that we service there.
Say they're Iraqi Freedom. Let's just make it easier.
Right.
They come in from Iraqi Freedom. They've got their 214. They were injured.
Right, right.
Okay, when you're in the service, they don't usually work that. They're saying as soon as you get out, you need to go down and see the VA.
Right. Well, we can actually compensation claims.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, you can do it right there. Yeah, they can come in and you take a look at their record. Do you send them over, or do you take a look at their health record, or do they go over to the clinic?
Right, right. A lot of people have often been all over the nation going to different clinics, sometimes not even in California, but even other states. Mm-hmm. So the last thing we want to do is we don't want to burden the veteran with, we can't start anything until you go out and get all these records for us. And we don't do that. What we try
because
to do...
Because most of them won't do it.
Right, right. And plus, it's very... it's a hardship on some people to do that.
Yeah.
And very complex to reach back in all these years. People sometimes go to a doctor since 60s and 50s.
It's injuries that you had back in the 70s that have manifested themselves during your life.
So what we do is we break it down. We have military treatment facility records, which they were treated in the military. Then we have those that were treated like outpatient records when they were actually out of the military. They were a civilian. And then those records that are also in the VA clinics. So you have like three categorizations there. And we have forms. One is the military treatment facility records can be extracted by the VA. They can get those automatically. So the member doesn't have to reach into his military records. But I will give you a scenario when they could. The other one is the VA clinic records. We can list those VA clinics on a form when they're doing their form compensation and pension. And then also the third is the civilian records, which is another set of records that we can do. A form is called a 4142, and that form enables people to sign it, and we give it to the VA, and the VA now has authorization to reach out to those civilian hospitals and pull the records. Because the VA does have responsibility to act if there's a valid claim. They have a legal responsibility to act on retrieving records.
Okay, now that leads to a question. It's kind of a sidebar here.
Right.
The delay in having this happen.
Yes.
It sounds like to me is that you guys hop all over it.
Yep.
In which I think Shasta County has always done.
Right.
You hop all over it. You get the right, you get everything where it's supposed to be.
Right.
You send it off to a nameless, faceless bureaucrat someplace.
Right, right. What's the benefit? Let me go back up a little bit. What's the benefit of a member bringing in medical records? Well, if he does that or she does that and they bring them in, it's called an FDC, a fully developed claim. That means the VA doesn't have to reach out anywhere and grab medical records anywhere because we have provided them with the initial claim. And that's an FDC, and that takes 4 to 6 months. If we do not provide medical records and we require the VA to reach out, it does delay things. And the average time is 6 to 8 months. So it sort of puts a little bit more time there that the VA is required to reach out and get these records. So we do encourage fully developed claims if the member has all the records.
Yeah, but how many of them have all the records?
Right, it's rare. It is rare.
Unless you're a when I retired,
right.
I took a copy of everything with me.
Right.
All my medical records, all my dental, I still have them.
Yep.
But I think also being a retired military, it's easier because all your stuff is someplace.
Right.
And it's easier for them to get into that.
Right. And sometimes things are sometimes things can get drawn out a little bit. Sometimes the VA can come back down and say you're lacking medical evidence. They're saying, well, we don't have enough evidence on this, or we didn't have anything on this, and this is a new claim that you're just, you know, the veteran brings up, and they're like, wow, there's nothing in the records, but you're suffering from this, so we'd like to do a CNP exam. And then also the
veteran, CNP
is a compensation and pension exam.
Okay.
And that's something that will come down, and the standard, the new VA way of doing things is now they'll call you twice on your phone, and if you don't answer, and then they're going to send you a letter in the mail and say you need to respond within 30 days, or they're going to
cancel. We're just going to dump it.
Your
well, you know what? Okay.
And let me tell you why they do that.
I don't have a problem with that, and
I'll
tell you why.
Right.
They've tried twice on the phone.
Right.
Now I can understand how you might not get it because maybe you don't have a phone anymore.
Right.
And then they can mail you something. So, you know, they've reached out.
Right.
The only problem I see with that is people that are, the ones that are in need aren't going to have a telephone.
Right.
Or they've lost their telephone.
Right.
Or what kind of address do they have?
Right. Let me tell you why they switched to that.
Okay.
They were having a large no-show rate at the VA for appointments and at clinics. So they figured that if they can call the member up and coordinate the appointment, then it would decrease the no-show rate. Instead of just sending them out an appointment on this day and this time, you should be there. They sort of have retracted that type of business model.
Mm-hmm.
And instituted this 2 phone calls and a letter.
Well, you know what? That's happened to me.
So, right.
I mean, because the VA is taking such good care of me physically. I'm just it's almost embarrassing.
Right.
And but they but now I've got phone calls. You know, again and saying, hey, make an appointment here because it's been so long, and I'm getting that kind of stuff.
Right.
But going back to and we got to take a break. But going back to those who come into it for the first time.
Right.
This could be overwhelming, and it sounds like you're trying to put everything together, but it still could take 6 to 8 months.
Yes, sir.
For that initial claim.
You're absolutely right. It can, and it could take longer if we are submitting more evidence down the road, and they're requesting things, and the veteran's
keeps
responding.
Going back,
it gets
it
longer.
It could go, now you're talking into a year.
Yes, sir.
Or more.
Easily. Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Mac McCraw. Mac is obviously a person that cares about veterans. He's training his people. He's got new people in there who are veterans, by the way. And there was some consternation is that they were going to be they're going to start hiring people, non-veterans, to work with veterans. But it sounds like that we're all okay there. Again, it's one of those. What can I say? It's a social media thing that just explodes, and then then it kind of settles down. And go, okay, maybe that didn't happen. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 14 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 7th of October. 62 degrees, going up to 87 today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Shasta Lake Floors, 8 times honored as best in the North State and the area's only Karastan Premier wholesaler, is offering huge savings right now on all Karastan products. Recently, Shasta Lake Floors was the recipient of the Karastan Design Display Gallery, the only carpet dealer in the area to be awarded such an opportunity. And now through October 26th, Shasta Lake Floors is offering tremendous savings on all Karastan and Mohawk flooring products, with no interest financing until 2018 available. Since 1928, Karastan has been recognized as America's premier carpet manufacturer, producing carpets with the newest technology, high-performance fibers with an elegance and style not seen in any other carpet. And if you don't see the color you want, you can have your new Karastan carpet dyed in any custom color you desire. You deserve the best, and now you can afford it at Shasta Lake Floors. Let the area's most experienced flooring wholesalers help you beautify your home with the most gorgeous and durable carpet made, Karastan, at the lowest possible prices. Shasta Lake Floors, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with my one true love, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's 63 degrees.
And Bad
Happy
Bob,
to be here.
Bad
yeah.
Bob, who brings out, I love that song. And we always play it toward the end.
Make you smile, doesn't it?
It does. I love that song.
Journey.
Yeah.
Steve Perry,
man.
He's awesome.
He is awesome.
What a voice.
Hey, our guest is Mac McCraw, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. He was just going through what happens when you go down there the first time. And things that would help them is you have to have your 214 and any type of health records, or at least an idea where you've been seen and all these. And, of course, you've been serving. When you serve, your DD-214 will tell people that. Right. If you don't have a DD-214, they're going to show you how to get one. You can get one online, by
yes,
the way.
Sir, you can.
It is. It's easy to do. And then you have that also. But they're all set up to help everybody down there in any way you're looking at it. Okay. So we talked about that first-time guy. All right. So now you get a guy that's or a girl that has been seen, has gotten been adjudicated by the VA and all this, and some years have gone by, and what's occurred, what they were, what they were found to have been injured, wounded, whatever it was, has increased in severity.
Yes.
So should they come back and see you?
Yes, sir. What we were talking about earlier is called like an initial claim.
Right.
And we use keywords. Another one is called an increase, which you hit the actual keyword when you were speaking. We call it an increase. We cite the previous or current rating. When we do the form, we say currently, 20% or 30% or whatever rating they're getting. And then we try to bring what we call new and material evidence for the case to request an increase. And oftentimes, a lot of our cases are people coming back into the department. It's been years later. They're worsening. Their case is worsening. Things are getting more aggravated. And they're sitting maybe at 10%. Sometimes they're sitting at 0%. You can actually have a 0% rating. The VA's identified, but they say there's no, progression of the disease or the ailment or injury.
Mm-hmm.
So we have different cases like that all the time. And we come in, we request an increase, and we provide the medical evidence. It's good sometimes to attach that new medical evidence, since it might be current or recent. We sometimes sort of encourage that even more so for them to attach it to the 526 when we submit it in, requesting that increase. It makes it go very, very fast. Considering when it's initial, you're trying to reach back years sometimes. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's an increase. You're only reaching back maybe 2 years, 3 years, four or five years. It's not that much maybe. But again, if they don't have that evidence, we will still do those forms.
So if it was something that they found the first time 7, 8, 10 years ago,
right.
and you say it's and you go down and you say it's gotten worse. Well, so then you still have to have a doctor look at it.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
then
sir.
Say, yes, it has. It's progressed like this.
Yes, sir.
And then you push that, and then you
yes,
push
sir.
That into
And it doesn't just stop with medical evidence. Right. We can do personal statements. They can write a statement on, a letter called it's called a statement in support of claim. They do it on the 4138. It's a letter that they can write talking about how this has progressively, become worse.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we can use witness statements, people who have actually witnessed them, walking around the house or doing things or maybe, suffering from pain. So those are called, we call them buddy statements. And the buddy statements can be also evidence. So that's not only medical evidence. A lot of people first think, okay, medical evidence, but there are you know, witness statements and personal statements that we can use as well.
Okay, so you've had one, you've gone through the system, it's gotten worse. Come on back down, have you know, be seen, and they, you'll make sure that they get to the VA, to you know, or to a doctor.
Yes, sir. If they come in, they don't have they have an issue, but they don't have an appointment or they haven't seen a doctor. We'll help them get that CMP exam.
Right.
We'll send it up to the VA and request a CMP, which is the compensation and pension examination. So they'll get the exam, they'll have the medical evidence, and then great, then we have a case and we can fire it up.
Okay, how's it look like for having our young our younger veterans coming in from Afghanistan and Iraq? Are you getting them? Because I know it's tough.
We are post-traumatic stress disorder. It's an ongoing claim for many, many of our veterans, but I've actually seen an influx with the younger veterans coming from Afghanistan and Iraq. Again, we do that process from A to Z. We help them put together what they call stressor statements. We put the post-traumatic stress disorder stressor statements. It's two incidences that have happened during the period of war or during while they were active. And sometimes that can be really emotional for veterans. I tell you, this is one of the parts of the job that you just love your work, because you're helping that person express those serious situations that happen in a time of war, and they have to put them on paper, and we actually help walk them through that. We'll get them through that. We'll help them put the narrative together, the two instances. Yeah. And they can be very, very graphic sometimes. It's amazing what war can do to people.
We've seen, we're talking to Mac McCraw, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and talking about a number of things. One is he's got a newsletter that goes out every month.
Yes, sir.
And that you can share and see all the things that are going on, how they can help you get your individual benefits. And again, everybody, these are benefits earned. These are not entitlements.
Right.
And there's a huge, huge, huge difference there. These are benefits earned from service in our country. Bob, in the Navy, if he fell down a flight of a flight of stairs there, or you know, in a ladder well, if that happened to him and it broke a leg, one of the benefits that he has earned is to make sure that that leg is taken care of the rest of his life. If it's you get wounded in combat, if you have post-traumatic stress, if it could be anything, you could be in a wrenched your back horribly while loading bombs into a plane or anything, it doesn't make any difference. If you've been injured on active duty, then this is a benefit that you have earned, is to be treated afterwards and not have to pay for it out of your own pocket or your own insurance, as President Obama mentioned one time. Early on, before he understood what military was. But to be able to find out those kind of things that you rate, that your benefits that you have earned, you need to see people like Mac and his people down at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And you are located on Shasta. And
yes, sir, 1855 Shasta Street. That's on Shasta and Court.
And you can't miss it because it's got a flag.
Yes, sir. Brand new flag we put up last week.
There you go. Brand new flag, and it's got a bike stand that looks, you know, it's got the flag and everything. I mean,
really cool artwork.
Oh no, you can't miss
it. Local artwork.
Yes. And how many people do you all help?
Average day is 35 to 40 veterans a day in the lobby. So we stay pretty busy.
What time do you open in the morning?
We open at 9 o'clock till 11:30, and we're open from 4 till 1. One to 4 p.m.
But you also have appointments. You also have appointments during that lunch hour time, right?
No, sir. We haven't started the appointments yet.
Okay. Now, I know people are going to say, well, who gives you? No, okay. Here's what happens is you shut at 11:30, but
yes,
people
sir.
Coming in at 11. So you guys are working.
Yes,
all your
sir.
People are working till noon.
Yes, sir.
So you're not getting or longer. You're not getting an hour and a half for lunch, right? Need to explain that to everybody.
I know. I previously talked about it, and I will say this. I have more staff now than I had last month. So,
there you go.
You know, things are looking better for the department. Even if you look at that now and you looked at separating the staff up during the lunch hour, the staff is still not completely trained. They're still working on their computer access, some of them. So it would take adjustments. But
What you're doing is, I understand how you're doing it, how it's working, that your guys are working. You're not getting an hour and a half for lunch that people thought. And that
right.
There's, you know, there'll be ways that I'm sure that you're going to come up with so that if people can only get in during lunchtime that you can see them.
Right.
Because some people are like that. Or You'll stay longer or make appointments at certain times.
Right, right.
I mean, you've already talked to me about that. Mac McCraw, you've been in the job since last February.
Not last February. It was this year. July 13th was the effective
July 13th. Yes, that's right. Why did I think February?
That's okay.
Somebody tell me. Okay, so it was July. So you haven't been here hardly at all.
Right.
A lot of changes already, a lot of things that have to be done, and we appreciate everything you're doing.
Well, thank you, sir.
I mean, we do. If you got any questions, who do they call?
It'll be 530-225-5616, and we have a great staff there that'll get the messages. If we're busy with work clients, they'll definitely take a message and we can call them back. Sometimes we are inundated with those clients coming in and out the doors all day. But we do have an admin staff that answers phones during the duty hours.
Well, good. So it's if you're a veteran, you need to just go down there, first of all, and get signed up. So that, you know,
yes,
can you give them cards down there to show their veterans?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We do. You know, that's really a good point you just brought up. I wanted to mention that this month. We're doing the veterans on Veterans Day, November 11th. The DMV is doing the driver's license with the word veteran on it if they're a veteran.
Oh,
so we're giving
wonderful.
Out, yeah, that's replacing temporary, you know, the cards that we had before that we were handing out to people and doing an inset.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
government product. So this is a federally approved, you know, document.
So you can so you can just show it.
You need to go do that, Carl.
Yes, sir.
Everybody
November 11th.
Yeah.
November 11th.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow Trish Clark's going to have Take Back Reading with her, and we'll be back Friday morning. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Things are heating up in Syria with Russian warships firing cruise missiles from the Caspian Sea as Syrian government troops launch a ground offensive in central Syria. Its first major combined air and ground assault since Moscow began its military campaign last week, a campaign that U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says is a big mistake.
We are not prepared to cooperate in a strategy which, as we've explained, is flawed, tragically flawed.
And Carter says the Russians have been hitting targets not related to ISIS. Doctors Without Borders pressing for an independent investigation of the U.S. airstrike on one of its hospitals in Afghanistan.
We are working on the assumption of a possible war crime in Kunduz. But I would say for us, you know, the main goal is to the reaffirmation of the international humanitarian law.